Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is 2 for Tuesday, your next chance to win Red Sox tickets at 9:30, so about a half an hour from now, and then all day long, every hour on 2 for Tuesday here at WEEI. We are in Bermuda. Courtney, you have a quick moment of Odyssey app appreciation for a new listener.
Correct. Our friend Sam was in an Uber this morning and asked her Uber driver to put on our show. Salil did, and then she said he was laughing and said, I'm going to listen to this every day. So good morning to Salil.
You sure he was listening to this show?
Yes, that's what that's what she said.
All right. Oh, I hear a little laughter.
Ooh.
Joining us here in Bermuda.
Good
the
morning.
The star of the very famous Wiggins couple, Mrs. Wiggins.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Did you just flip Jermaine off?
No.
Yes.
She's throwing a peace sign.
What is going on? We talked earlier about this incident on the airplane.
Yeah, a little trouble in paradise.
Yeah.
Literally.
The two of you were sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And the flight attendant, very beautiful woman.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Yeah, I think you commented on her.
I commented on her. Her hair was beautiful. Her skin was beautiful. She was a gorgeous lady.
Yes.
Right. And somehow, your husband of how many years?
Almost 30.
Almost 30.
You deserve an award.
I do. Thank you.
Felt like you gave him the green light to flirt away with her.
Yeah. She came by. She said, you guys want cookies? I said, oh, I'll get a cookie. Mm-mm. I don't want nothing. Mm-mm.
I don't want
He's never short of words.
Right.
You know, he loves to talk. Mm-mm. All of a sudden, he has nothing to say.
I'm watching my movie. I didn't want a cookie.
Yeah.
Plus, you set me up with the alley-oop when you were like, oh, you're so beautiful. And plus, I like a super duty. She was a little slender.
Super. Courtney, help me.
I can't. I honestly cannot
like
help you.
F-150?
Yeah. You know.
TRX.
You got to be dragging that wagon.
Yeah.
Okay. I want no wagon back there.
Oh, my
God. But the dark and lovely, just really, it was perfect.
Well, I thought it was dark and sweet.
We know.
So I wasn't really sure.
Yeah, he had no clue what to say.
No.
I'm a dark and lovely.
She's bent down and looked into his eyes, and he said, can I get a dark and lovely? Steve Urkel. He's turned into Steve Urkel in 2.2 seconds.
Yeah. He was kind of nervous.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Very.
Like trembling.
And
no game.
Now that you're here, when we were at dinner last night, took him about 30 minutes to order his meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you kept saying, Mrs. Wiggins kept saying, all right, Jermaine, come on, let's go. There's other people. We got to leave. We got to keep it going. You took a long time to order.
Well, I order like an old man. I have to make sure I go through the menu, see what I want, and you know.
That's why you need your little pocket magnifying glass I got you with the light on it.
Wow.
Carry it.
I can't see the menu as well as I used to be able to see the menu.
Yeah. He needs glasses and refuses.
Well, I mean, how can you look at the
possibly
menu?
Possibly bifocals.
Fun night watching the game last night.
It was nice. Yeah. We had a good time. I remember.
Yeah. Good time.
It was great.
We walked back together, me and Talina.
Yes, walked back.
We walked back together.
Yep.
We fell together.
We fell. We took a bit of a tumble.
We were
exiting the hotel.
This is night one, by the way.
Night one.
You're aware that you're here for. You already fell.
Yeah, we did fall.
Oh,
together.
Together.
Okay. In unison.
Yeah.
But it was just, it's uneven surfaces, and we were just
deep conversation.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, it just immediately, both of us, like, I wish that there was security footage.
Right. I'm sure there are.
Yeah, there probably is. Yeah.
And Wiggy fell on the plane, fell in love, I guess.
He did. Yeah, he literally did, Curtis.
Yeah, I don't know about
Easy,
love.
Curtis. I might have to get on him.
Oh, believe me, don't worry about it. Stella will find her groove, one of these island boys.
Yeah, I already did this morning on the way to breakfast.
Curtis,
what is going on here?
I honestly, Talina needs to be on every day.
Yeah.
There you go.
Would you like it? That nice towel.
We've discovered the secret to loving forever, apparently.
Yes. It's not the tendons, because this poor woman has the torn tendon is still going strong.
Yeah. We talked about, some may have missed that on the show, but you can show that on Twitch.
I know, Twitch.
You're in a cast, and that's because your husband rolled over full body weight on
Big
you.
Big ass. Yeah, he did.
Oh, that's what happens. I told her, that's what happens when you snuggle up against a grizzly bear, you know?
Okay.
A snoring bear.
Does Wiggy snore a lot?
What?
Yeah.
All right, we're the mouth tape now.
Have you guys...
And he blows bubbles in his sleep now that he passed the mouth tape.
Oh.
Wait, he does the mouth tape?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know you did.
Yeah, I do. Because I wake up with the dry mouth and I hate it.
What about 6 to 10?
I love the
10?
Mouth tape.
Yeah.
No.
You put it back on. Leave it on.
You also arrive at work with the dry mouth, but that's for a whole other reason.
Yeah, that's for the kush.
It's from the earth.
I don't like to get too personal, but have the two of you selected a beach here. You know, Wiggy famously told us you are beach sexers.
I know. Just looking around, canvassing the spot. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Well, we're going to break it in. Okay. Maybe one of them caves. Cave action.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
That would be slippery.
Right.
I know.
That's how he likes it.
Okay. All right. Enough of this. It's a family radio show.
Wait a second.
Oh, excuse that.
No. This is a sports show.
I thought there was a song, an album. Wasn't that like Poison or something?
No, Bon Jovi.
It was Bon Jovi.
There you go.
Had an album. All right. Well, and do you like Bermuda?
I love it. My first time here. I love it. So much fun.
All right. So great to see you, Mrs. Wiggins.
All right. See you too. See you tonight, Courtney.
Oh, I'll see you tonight.
Together.
Curtis, there's a little bit of Jordan Hudson news this morning, which we have yet to get to.
So according to the Daily Mail, Jordan Hudson turned down Dancing with the Stars.
No.
Really?
Wow.
So according to the Daily Mail, ABC is currently looking for celebrities to compete in the 34th season of the Dancing with the Stars series, and they reached out to Hudson about participating. However, per sources close to Hudson, she is unlikely to say yes. She likely will decline, as it will be in the fall, the same time Bill will be coaching, and she wants to be there to be supportive of him at UNC.
Okay.
There's no way she's turning down Dancing with the Stars.
Do they have a spring version, though? Don't they do a spring Dances with the Stars, too? Maybe she wants more money.
I know. I think the reporting is right. She wants to be at UNC. She thinks that's where she's going to have some sort of, you know, impact on the football team and impact on Bill and be most visible.
That's a point in the love category, though, because if you want to just advance your career and you don't care about Bill,
Courtney,
you're just trying
to stop.
But I'm just saying Dancing with the Stars would catapult her.
Like, she don't need it, though. She's already skyrocketing.
Catapult her to what?
Stardom.
She's already there. Isn't she going to be on Good Morning America sometime?
Oh, Bill is going to be on.
What is her? Is she? Does she have a talent?
Well, she's a cheerleader.
Please don't answer. Does she have? Like, what is her?
I bet she would have been very good on Dancing with the Stars because she's a cheerleader. She
probably can dance.
Yeah.
So my conspiracy theories are on a bit of a roll. My guess here is that there was someone who reached out at some point, and they never actually offered her a spot. And at this stage, she's saying, no, it's not about me, Bill. I don't want to do this. I want to be with you. So it's like this false, you know, loyalty, acting like she was going to get on the show. Because there is not a chance in hell that the woman that tried to get on FanDuel ads or whatever the ads would be turning down ABC Dancing with the Stars.
But do you think that she knows that, like, right now she is hot? Maybe she's trying to squeeze them for more money?
I don't know. Like, I mean, they get real big celebrities on there, so I don't think that if Jordan Hudson, they do.
Who?
Like who?
Oh.
Like, who was the last one?
Right. They get like, you know, Dwight Howard.
Bachelor people.
Housewives.
Lamar.
They got like Jesse Palmer.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not like they're getting Aaron Rodgers or something.
No. All right, Curtis, are you in the camp that believes that Bill will not coach a game this season?
I do.
UNC?
I am officially there.
Wow, really?
I heard you, when we were going to the airport yesterday, I heard you talk a little bit about this. And you think that Bill is going to buy himself out.
Yeah, so it's $1 million.
He has $1 million, right?
$1 million in 3 weeks. June 1st is when the buyout goes from $10 million to $1 million. And There's no way. I don't think that there is. I could even see it being mutual. Like, each side pays $500,000. See you later.
The barista was saying, the travel agent was saying yesterday, he thinks he coaches in the NFL again.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, this
after
is not.
After the season?
Yeah.
Because there's no way that you're at June, you'd be a month away from fall camp. There's no way that you leave UNC unless he's stepping down and then Steve Belichick's coaching.
Ooh.
But then you're leaving UNC in an absolute, like, the
cluster.
Worst place
he
possible.
He doesn't care, though.
Right.
There's no way. But how would that look?
He doesn't care.
If he does that, that will hurt his legacy.
Yeah,
you can't go on an entire media circuit doing your press conference about your dad and everything else that went on. Your first words beat
recruiting.
Duke, like, and then leave before the season starts. That will hurt him.
No, yeah, that's a bad look.
I think that he can easily say that their organization is doing to him similar things to Kraft, leaking things about him, saying things about his girlfriend, saying things about his approach to practice, that there is a breach of trust, and move on. Nobody in 20 years will remember that he said beat Duke. People will be remembering his career. I don't think he's going to be a coach in the NFL again, but I don't know how this is a relationship that can be forged, can be sort of brought back to where it was with the UNC.
All right. Well, apparently Jordan said no to Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. That is...
Yeah. Yeah, something I mean, don't add up there. Especially, she loves the spotlight.
Yes.
Well, what is she waiting for? Do they still do the game show with the briefcases?
Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, they do that.
Is she waiting for an invite on Meghan Markle's podcast, or what is she waiting
for?
Well,
it would be more age appropriate if it's "Are you smarter than a fifth grader?"
You know, she's going to be on Call Her Daddy soon. That will be her next stop.
Her next stop is she's going to have her own podcast. Yeah. Don't get it twisted.
All right, we should. We're going to play your Hill Notes back coming up in just about 10 minutes. Red Sox tickets at 9:30 on a 2 for Tuesday, so be listening to win those. And here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Celtics dropped game 4 in New York, 121-113, and they lost more than just the game. Jason Tatum went out with a lower leg injury in the fourth, being carted off. He was crying on the way to the locker room. He will undergo an MRI today. What time do you guys expect that we'll get any type of clarification on an MRI?
I would say by 3 o'clock.
All right.
If it's like everything else, Courtney, it'll be 10:04.
Exactly. Tatum had 42 points before his injury. The Seas will face an elimination game tomorrow night at the TD Garden. The NBA draft lottery was last night, and it seems like Cooper Flagg will be heading to Texas as the Dallas Mavericks get the first overall pick with 1.8% odds. The other NBA playoff game last night, the Timberwolves lead the Warriors now. They're up 3-1 in their series. And the Red Sox fall to the Tigers 14-2. Tanner Houck went 2 1/3. He gave up 11 runs on 9 hits. Another one with the Tigers today for the Sox. 6:40 first pitch with Brian Baio getting the start. Lou Maloney will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. As for NHL playoff games last night, Carolina now leads Washington 3-1, while Edmonton leads Vegas 3-1 as well. And let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever, the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 59 degrees in Boston. Afternoon high of 65.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We are in Bermuda this week for the 32nd annual Greg Hill Classic Golf Tournament to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. Want to thank very much our hosts here at the Grotto Bay Beach Resort for setting us up here at the rooftop lounge overlooking the beautiful countryside here in Bermuda. And it is, if you've been watching this morning, you've seen it. If you've been watching the show on Twitch, it's brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. And they, if you're in the market for a diamond, not only will they sell you the best one, but they will teach you about diamonds. And you get the best price because you go visit them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. But it is gorgeous here. Wiggy says he could get used to it every day.
I'm like this. If you've never been here, and like I said, I had no idea, like, Bermuda, but you need to be here, like, hands down.
Also, you love the English accent.
Yes, yeah. I love the English accent.
You would probably fit right in here.
Yeah, bollocks.
Right, you could probably adjust.
I'd have to get used to the knee-high socks and the cargo shorts.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love the British accents. Yeah. But it's like even like I think it's just like the convenience of it. Like to literally, I didn't even get through Hangover 2 on the plane, and you land in a tropical country, and it's like...
Well, you know, we're just off, basically off the coast of North Carolina.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that either.
Can you see Jordan from there?
And we just had an employee here come up during the break, and his daughter lives in Boston, was listening to us this morning, and went to her dad and said, Dad, you have to go find them. So good morning to Helen, who's listening right now.
Hello, Ellen.
Helen.
Helen.
All right,
hello.
Please.
We're in British.
Please don't do that.
We're in the British.
British accent.
Don't do it ever again.
Bollocks.
Don't do it all week and don't do it ever again.
I think they like when you do it. It's like a sign.
I don't think they do.
It's like a term of...
Would you rather him do that or the Jamaican accent that he was pulling out last night?
I always pull it out. Wagwan, man. Respect.
Not the only thing.
Don't say nothing, Mrs. Wiggs. I see you over there eyeing me up.
You know, Curtis, you learn a lot about people when you travel with them. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why we love to travel, Greg.
Well, Greg, Wiggy got the dark and stormy. Greg's feet are the white and stinky. So those are both.
All right. It's a two for Tuesday. And if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you will win a pair of tickets to go see the Red Sox and the Braves at Fenway on May 18th. So call now and listen all day long, every single hour, your chance to win a couple Red Sox tickets. We should get the Hill Notes, and they are brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Coco, darling! Oh, it's Trev, your bestie, love. Oh, I hear you're in the Atlantic. Oh, Bermuda, how cute, dear. The Lowell of the Atlantic. I'm in an all-female bachelorette, excluding myself, of course. The luxurious Ritz-Carlton on Turks and Caicos. Oh, you simply must come. I'll send a Learjet for you, darling, as I need some Coco in my life, dear. Oh, I'm so naughty.
There she is. That's your bestie.
I love him.
That is perfect.
Yeah. She. I think that's a she.
Oh, he. Oh, she said all-girl bachelorette, excluding me.
Oh, okay. That's your male bestie.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yep. Very bougie like you.
Very bougie, yeah.
Very
so
bougie.
Good.
Yep.
You haven't been that bougie over here yet.
No,
really.
I've been, you know, I was cruise director yesterday.
Yeah.
But now I'm just, I'll the bouginess will go up.
When's the booze cruise?
Tomorrow.
It's a catamaran. Oh. I mean, it's not really like a, it's not like we're going out of, you know, the pier in Southie.
No, but there's going to be drinks on it. We're in the ocean.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right.
Sunset two for cruise, two. Yeah. It's, you're going to love that.
I love dogs.
It's not like Jim Plunkett is DJing on it. If I could make an obscure 1980s booze cruise reference, Curtis.
Over my head, but I'm sure it was good.
Yes.
Doesn't he perform at the Cape?
Huh?
Jim Plunkett, doesn't he perform at the Cape still?
Yes, used to perform all the time at the Puffer Bellies. Yes, Doug.
Yeah.
Doug was a big Puffer Bellies guy. And then he was at the Improper Bostonian for a long time. Curtis, you didn't. None of us knew Doug, our engineer, back when he was at Puffer Bellies.
Oh,
but I bet he was like happy hour out of control.
Oh yeah, he's dancing.
Out of
control. We just got a little glimpse.
Out of control. Had the jorts on and letting it rip down there. All right, go ahead. Sorry,
Wiggy. I'm with you. That's the new go-to move, sir. Can I get you a drink? Ah, yeah. Let me get that chocolate and dick. With the big old bubble.
It was a dark and lovely.
Dark and lovely.
Let's get it right.
But I do prefer the thick, dark and lovely.
Yes.
It's a difference.
Yes, we know what you prefer. Yes.
Thank you for the clarification.
We understand.
So if the Celtics end up losing this series, it's not because of a Jason Tatum injury. Let us not forget, 2 20-point leads. Down the drain.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't skip over that when you're doing the obituary. And listen, they may surprise us all. They may win this series. So, but if they don't, you got to look at those two as missed opportunities, right. Huge missed opportunities.
Curtis said I might swim home too. They may surprise us. Like, hey, Greg, listen, I love this team, but I don't.
Well, Courtney thinks they're going to win it.
Yeah, I think they're going to win it.
I hope you're right, Courtney. I swear, I hope you're right.
And you've told me over and over again, you can't trust the regular season. Playoffs way different. But I just think that when their back's up against the wall and all the pressure falls on a guy like Jaylen Brown and then all the others will step up in the absence of Jason Tatum, I just see them being able to pull it off.
But the others have not necessarily been able to step up this series.
Correct.
I don't know what you're going to get from Porzingis.
Right.
Like,
Pete Pritch has got to be big.
But I feel like Jaylen Brown, I agree with Courtney in this sense. Like, I think Jaylen Brown views this as a challenge where it's all on his shoulders. What was the game in the first series where Tatum missed it and Jaylen started that game like
Game 2 against the Magic?
Yeah.
He was like possessed out there. Like, I think they win tomorrow night at home and they have a lead like they've always had in Game 6 at Madison Square Garden. I don't know what happens after that, but I don't think the series is done tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to the Knicks others, like Bridges and those, they can't necessarily perform the way they did last night throughout the whole series.
But what they've been doing is, see, it's like the tale of two teams. The Celtics are showing up in the first half. The Knicks and the others are not. But when the most important time in the game, the second half, that's where you'll have some of these guys catch a hot streak where the guys that you expect, and I agree with Curtis on, that you're far more talented than are not performing the way they need to perform in the third quarter and then into the fourth quarter, and that's what's killing you. I mean, you were able to do it in game three because you had a 30-point lead, but even last night, it's like everybody but Jason Tatum disappeared in the third and fourth quarter. Like, you cannot have that and expect to beat a Knicks team and expect to win this series. Now, without Jason Tatum, you got to be on point.
Mazzulla's strategy tomorrow night is probably just go out at tip and foul everybody.
Right.
No, his strategy, I can guarantee this, they will be hawking up the three balls like crazy. I hope you're right, Courtney.
Did he yell at Tatum to get up last night? I didn't see that.
No, I think he held off on that one. That would have been a bad look.
Yeah. Thank you.
Greg, I got to agree with you. As far as the travel, there is nothing worse than traveling with women. Whenever I travel solo, when I'm not with my wife or the family, if she's listening, love you, babe. Oh, it's just glorious. And me and the boys just always talk about when you're solo, there's nothing better. And then when you see a husband and his wife, you can see the cold, dead look in his eyes of just like pain. Oh, the bags, Greg. So many bags they bring. So many.
Yeah, a lot of bags.
Yeah.
A lot of outfits.
Greg had more bags than I did yesterday. So.
I had one bag and a golf bag.
Yeah.
It's the purse that gets you. My wife's got like a giant purse with 5,000 things in there. I'm like, just get a backpack.
Yeah.
You can't fit everything in the backpack.
No, you can. And then it's like, but you carry and then you're like, my arm hurts. My arm's killing me. Well, your bag weighs 70 pounds.
Some of these outfits never get worn.
Yeah.
That you buy.
Yes. But it's better to have more than less.
Yeah. How many different outfits did you pack for this week?
I don't know. Like 10?
10?
Well,
that's a lot.
Well,
there's like three events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know what my vibe is going to be tonight, you know?
Okay. Greg packed two reversible shirts, so he's covered for 4 days.
She don't know her vibe or a color scheme, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Stay away from the black. We know that doesn't make you look good.
Yep.
Oh, I got my flips. I got a couple pairs of shorts, couple shirts.
No bathing suit.
No bathing suit. Forgot the bathing suit, but that's all right. I'll buy one. Well,
hotel guests are big winners there.
You know, got the toiletries.
That's all you need.
Little crew X in case I get the itch.
Oh,
that's draw carmoir.
No. I'm ready to rock.
Right on track. Numbnuts. Stop with the Mazzulla blaming. This is all on the players. We should have been up 3-0 going into last night. And the Knicks, like most underdogs, shot lights out, and they always grab one game. This has nothing to do with Mazzulla. It's all on the players. I said it at Bernie's Beach Bar last June. Very unpopular take, and I hope it didn't come to reality. But it's very difficult to repeat. These guys just aren't hungry enough. It is what it is. That's all I got for you today, folks. Numbnuts.
Is that his take, that it's very difficult to repeat? I didn't realize
that. I actually just wrote that down.
That is really...
That was his guest lead last year.
One of the biggest signs of a narcissist is they think that everybody remembers everything they do.
I would put it more on the players than I would Mazzulla, though. I would agree with him on that point. Like, the players, like, you're getting good shots in the second half, and you're not knocking them down. Like, you... That's on you as a player. I mean, you got a wide open shot. Like, we talked about Tatum in game one or game two. He's got a wide open corner three-pointer, and he misses. Like, that's really on him.
You can't blame.
I get some of the out-of-bounds stuff.
Joe Mazzulla could, yes. And the out-of-bounds, like the non-formulation of a play
right.
killed you
right
in game was that game two?
One and two. They one and two, you had the game one was the one they kind of threw the longer pass to Jaylen Brown. He didn't get the shot off, and game two
was when they tried to repeat with Tatum down the middle. Right. Solo.
Yeah.
Hero ball.
And one thing Dave told me as well, football, you gotta win the turnover battle. That's really important.
Maybe you can't blame anybody but the players.
Yeah.
Can't blame the officiating.
Nope.
I really have an issue.
You had
with
more free throws last night than the Knicks, so you went to the free throw line a lot more.
You weren't hitting them.
You weren't hitting them. So
could the broadcast team, Greg, for 1 second call out the Knicks that when they're not getting a call, they quit? Like, every lead the Celtics take in this series is because Thibodeau, Karl Anthony Towns, the whole team is bitching to the refs as Tatum's going coast to coast. Like, you'd think a broadcast would note that they're fixated on the refs constantly. It's
also
enraging.
I love the NBA where they wait until the playoffs to make a traveling call.
Right.
There has not been a single travel called in the NBA.
Right.
And they call that on Derek White last night, which was ridiculous.
Right.
And you haven't had a single travel. You got guys taking 12 steps.
It's maddening. It's like even in the Oklahoma City, I think it was the Denver game, they called a lane violation. It's like, are we serious here? Like traveling and lane violations? Come on.
I really hope Tatum's okay, but I can totally see Shime pulling that in this golf tournament when he's getting smoked by Greg. Come around the fifth hole and just fall. Oh, Greg! Oh, I'm out. Injury. So he can't admit that he got his ass whooped.
Well, we're coming up on it about a week away or so, and I brought the clubs here, so I will have no excuses.
Oh yeah, you'll have a great opportunity to get some strokes in.
Get some wax at the ball tomorrow at Tucker's Point. So
what a perfect Bermuda name.
Yep.
Isn't it? Beautiful golf course.
Gorgeous. We drove by it last night.
And Greg, you could say the Celtics are dormy.
Okay, yes, they are. Curtis, I think you're right. I think they can and will win this game probably tomorrow.
Right.
Here.
Yes.
Yeah, they'll win, but can they win? The question is, winning a game is great, but like Courtney says, do they have enough to win the series? She believes they do. That's where I'm kind of like, that's where I'm out, because can you do that for three games in a row? Can you outperform? Can you continue up to shoot? Can you play well in the second half for three nights in a row and or three games in a row and win without your best player? And that's why Jaylen Brown, he's got the world on his shoulders.
Yep. That question you can talk about all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Do we have other Hill notes left, Shime?
We do, Greg. We still have a few.
All right.
We don't want you to bring a rotisserie chicken, but you can bring a 170-pound dog on the plane.
That's such a good point.
Hey, Greg, how does it feel to be in a country where you're Bermuda shorts and black socks are considered standard apparel?
Now, Wiggy doesn't like the knee-high socks. Yeah. We had the guy who came by to say hello to his daughter.
Yes.
Full Bermuda shorts, pink in nature.
Correct.
And the full knee-high socks. It's actually a pretty good look.
I think it looks snazzy.
I like the way it looks.
Yeah.
Wiggy,
it looks spiffy.
They're going to take you to Tabs and get you the look.
I
want you to wear it on the show.
I'm not an 80s basketball player with the knee-high socks.
Wear it on the show. Wear it on the show.
What if the missus says you look good?
Yeah. If the missus says I got to wear the knee-high socks, I mean, I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a try. I got khaki shorts, but the knee-highs. What's the purpose of that? Is that like
Yeah.
Oh, that's the business.
Yeah.
Business down low, casual up top?
Yeah. I bet you'd be running to get them if the air tender yesterday told you that she liked them.
Hey, you hear that?
I just finished watching a two-part documentary on the Bermuda Triangle. Apparently, all the planes disappear, leaving the island.
Well, he's not worried about it. No. He's having so much fun down here, he doesn't care.
I didn't really think about that, the Bermuda Triangle.
Ever since you met the lady giving out the cookies, you didn't care about what happened.
Yeah.
The Bermuda Triangle was a big thing for a while, but it's not really in the news anymore.
No. Like, do they stay away from that area?
I don't know. I don't think so. I just think it was like
a myth. That's what I told my kids. Don't worry about it. It's a myth. We'll be fine.
Yeah. All right. What else?
My lead today is not about Pokemon and how smart I am. I'm thinking Steven Seagal could beat a gorilla by himself.
He's really let himself go. I don't know what happened.
He's still got the great hair,
though.
I mean,
who am I to judge anybody, but really.
I saw you train it the other day, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Where?
In Star Market at TD Garden downstairs.
Trainer Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was down there with his wife and his
kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful family he's got.
Yeah, really nice guy.
We're going to get back to it next
month. Yeah, that's what he said. I said, you were kind of like, what's going on? He's like, he's great.
We've been taking some time off. Got to let the muscles heal.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
All right. Is that it? Oh, go ahead.
Just when you think you can't love Woogie anymore, Mrs. Wiggins comes on the show. More Mrs. Wiggins, please. Thank you.
She was the star of the show today.
She is the best.
Mrs. Wiggins.
That's what I say every night. More
really
Mrs.
Is.
Wiggins.
Yeah, she is.
I say that every night.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, those are today's Hill Notes, and they were brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's electric!
Jones and Keith coming up momentarily on 2 for Tuesday, and your next chance to win Red Sox tickets is at 10:30, so about a half an hour away. Day number one here in Bermuda, and we will be back tomorrow morning here at the Grotto Bay Beach Resort. What is on tap for today, Wiggs?
Oh, today is definitely a snorkeling day.
Ooh.
Oh,
yep.
Is that code for the water bong, or what is?
No, that's code for just the snorkeling.
Oh, you're actually
Wiggy's going to be Laramie Tunsil in Bermuda.
No, no, there's a, like a little, like a ship, not like a shipwreck, not too far, like off the where we're staying. So I'm going to see if I can explore that. Because when you ever swim with the flippers,
yeah.
I feel like I'm Michael Phelps. I could swim all day long, and I love to snorkel. I used to have the one full face mask snorkel, but yeah. I don't know if they rent those down there.
Huh. Okay. I can't imagine. Well, I think we need video of that.
Oh, for sure.
You. I can't imagine you snorkeling.
Yeah, I'm going to be snorkeling in this whole area behind us.
I see. Collecting some shells, perhaps?
I don't know. Maybe I'll find a treasure down there.
Maybe you will.
You know, like, mighty Pirates of the Bermuda.
Can we keep Wiggy on until 2?
Curtis, you don't think there's like some treasure though?
No,
like,
Wiggy,
if I find
that was
some gold,
a compliment. I love it.
No,
I think
I know
great.
That, but if I find some gold
then
here,
you wouldn't have to go back.
Right.
Yeah, then I could just stay here.
You could buy the Grotto Bay and just hang out.
And be in. Maybe I'll get lucky.
You could get Denzel to come and do movie lines for you in Bermuda.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Douglas lives here.
Does he?
Yeah,
with Catherine Zeta Jones.
Really?
Yeah.
The best best president in a movie, I think. The American President. Great job.
I love that movie.
He was good in The Departed. He's such a good actor. I didn't know he lives over here.
What?
He wasn't in The Departed.
He wasn't into the pot.
Michael Douglas? No, he wasn't. Now you sound like Courtney.
I know. Sorry. That was
trying to flex with Boston references.
He was in the Departed.
He was not.
Alec Baldwin was in The Departed. Charlie Sheen's brother was in The Departed.
Are you talking?
Courtney, come on.
I'm trying.
Are you talking about Martin Sheen?
Martin Sheen.
Oh, yeah, Martin Sheen, yes.
That's classic.
Martin Sheen was the president in The West Wing.
Yes, that's Martin Sheen.
The television show.
Okay.
Easy mistake.
Yes, Kurt Douglas's son.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Before we go this morning, we have to say happy birthday to Paul, everyday listener. His wife, Debbie, called this morning, talked to Jackson. It's Paul's 70th birthday today.
Oh, wow. All right. Happy birthday to Paul.
Paul and Debbie are great people. So sweet.
Excellent. Happy birthday. And listen, anything can happen in the NBA playoffs. So,
that's true.
You'll get the MRI results today at some point on Jason Tatum, and Celtics will have a chance to keep the series alive with a win tomorrow night at the Garden, 7 o'clock start. You can talk to Jones and Keefe about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. And really, I feel like Courtney is the only person left in the city who believes that they can do this.
Well, Curtis believes tomorrow night.
Yep.
Hopefully, once we get through that, we can get him on board for the rest of the series. But I think there's a few people saying, you know, it's not over yet.
Let it rub off on me, Courtney. Yep.
What do we think? What is the guess? I know none of us are doctors, but do you think it's worst-case scenario? What do you think the MRI says?
Achilles.
I think it is.
Yeah, I hate to say it. It looked like it was worst-case scenario.
Well, and we were talking about that earlier, but, I mean, that means you cannot count on him next season.
Yeah.
And then you really have to figure out what your team is.
Who would you rather be today, the Mavericks or the Celtics?
Man. I think the
Celtics.
I would probably still like to. I'd be the Celtics. Tatum will come back from an Achilles, and he'll still be. You know, Cooper Flagg, he has a ton of talent, and I think the expectations are for him to be great. But we know Tatum is great already at the NBA level. And he'll come back from the Achilles. I heard Gilbert Arenas say this. If it is, it's his non-jumping leg because it's his right leg. So, you know, maybe that just.
Good news for Greg, you have two non-jumping legs. So.
and Greg said.
I did have some Achilles trouble. Remember when I was training for All the Way 5K?
Right.
I had a nagging Achilles thing going on.
I
can relate to Jason Tatum.
And Greg said that the rest of the city is not on board with what I'm saying. Coming up, Adam Jones, looking at X, seems to be on board.
He says
series not over. So people give Jones a lot of crap, saying that he's always negative.
Yeah.
He's positive right now on this one?
Yep. All right.
Well, he'll spin it into an anti-Tatum take, which makes him negative.
That is fair.
Yes.
Have fun, guys.
All right, Curtis. We will talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 from here in Bermuda. 2 for Tuesday continues. Red Sox tickets every hour, all day long on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. See ya. Now the time has
come for leaving. Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection?
That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.